Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The Boston Red Sox begin their latest Major League playoff drive this afternoon in Houston, game time 4 p.m. Playoff appearances are more common for the Red Sox now than they were, say, 50 years ago. That's the season many believe marked the birth of Red Sox Nation. WBUR's Greg Whalen looks back at the impossible dream season when the Red Sox surprised everyone by making it to the World Series.
Don't you want somebody to love? Don't you need somebody to love?
1967, the summer of love in San Francisco, the summer of the Red Sox in Boston.
The pitch to Foy, line toward left field deep, and it is up there for home run.
Pitcher Jim Lomborg was a star on the mound for the Red Sox that summer and fall. He believes he saw the entire country falling in love with that up-and-down franchise of ours. In other words, the birth of Red Sox Nation.
Where was the spark that started that fire that rages through Red Sox Nation now, that passion that's out there? I would have to say that the 67 Red Sox were that spark that started the fire.
A late July rally against the California Angels that summer may have been the first spark. Red Sox booth announcer Ken Coleman called it.
Here's the windup and the pitch. There's a drive going deep to right field, and it is tied up. Carl Yastrzemski has tied it up in the ninth inning with a home run.
The Sox went on to win that one and, for once, looked good enough to go all the way. The next day, a Boston Globe headline asked the musical question, Impossible Dream? And suddenly the team had a theme, the Man of La Mancha's sweet ode to beating the odds.
To dream the impossible dream.
It was a real change of tune for the Sox.
Up until that point, that team was literally dead in the water.
Retired Boston Globe sports photographer Frank O'Brien covered the Red Sox for over 40 years.
You go there, I did often, and there'd be nobody in the ballpark. You know, you'd get into the bleachers for a buck or whatever it was. And, you know, the last draw they had was Ted. When he retired, they had nothing going for them.
In fact, the record shows that at the Sox home opener that year, 7 years after the retirement of slugger Ted Williams, only about 8,000 showed up. Sox management even considered moving the team out of town. Boston University historian Tom Whalen writes about that in his new book, The Spirit of 67.
Because no one was going to the games, Tom Yawkey, the owner, was hemorrhaging money, and it was actually, they wanted to perhaps bring it to Milwaukee. Think of Boston without the Red Sox. It's almost inconceivable now, but there was a real possibility back in 1967, at least at the beginning.
Then the Sox started winning. Under hard-nosed new manager Dick Williams, with Lomborg and Carl Yastrzemski and plenty of diverse new talent in the dugout.
The Red Sox began to resemble what America really looked like. It had one of the most diverse rosters in the major leagues by 1967. And this is significant because the Red Sox had been pretty much a lily-white team up to the early 1960s.
The pitch is looped towards shortstop. Petrocelli's back. He's got it. The Red Sox win.
They clinched the pennant October 1st, then took an overpowering St. Louis Cardinals team 7 games before losing the World Series at home. That hurt, but Jim Lomborg wonders now, was losing all that bad?
Or would it have been different had we won, and would it have been as special? I like to defer to the more romantic notion that we had one more step, one more chapter to write.
Making it an endless dream.
To reach the unreachable star.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Greg Whalen.